John Scott.
President Biden pledging a peaceful and orderly transition to the incoming Trump administration. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reports.
In his first post-election appearance, President Biden said the will of the people always prevails in a democracy.
We accept the choice the country made.
He said that he assured Donald Trump that his administration would cooperate and carry out a peaceful and orderly transition, and the president promised to fulfill his oath.
On January 20th, we'll have a peaceful transfer of power here in America.
Greg Clugston, the White House.
Also at SRNnews.com, the speculation is beginning as to who the president-elect Trump might appoint to key positions, including cabinet posts.
We know that Donald Trump is someone who likes to keep his inner circle. We've seen a recent tweet from Tiffany Trump showing a family photo, and in that photo, Elon Musk, a huge backer of Donald Trump. On the road, Donald Trump has said that he could have a role, quote, tackling government waste. Another names to watch, RFK Jr. Donald Trump has said that he could have a role in health policy.
The BBC's Helena Humphrey. Dozens of Russian drones have targeted the Ukrainian capital of Kyiv in a nighttime attack that lasted 8 hours. Russia has kept up its relentless pounding of Ukraine after almost 1,000 days of war. How long Western aid will continue has deepened with the election of Donald Trump as the next president. He has repeatedly taken issue with U.S. aid to Ukraine. In Budapest, Hungary, around 50 European leaders have called for a stronger defense posture across the continent, and to become less reliant on U.S. military cover. On Wall Street, the Dow up 7 points, the Nasdaq adding 246 points. This is SRN News. A reprieve for a Christian homeless shelter.
The Union Gospel Mission in Yakima, Washington will not be penalized for hiring only Christians while it battles the state in court. Government officials in Washington say the shelter is violating anti-discrimination statutes by refusing to hire non-believers and was prepared to start applying sanctions when a federal court stepped in. Alliance Defending Freedom is defending the mission, and spokesman Ryan Tucker says religious freedom is clearly at stake in the case. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
As Jewish people around the world prepare to remember Kristallnacht, there are plans to build a new synagogue where some of the violence took place. In Hamburg, members of the leading Jewish organization envision the reconstruction of a synagogue as a way of revitalizing Jewish life where it once flourished. Kristallnacht was a wave of violent anti-Jewish attacks that took place in Germany, Austria, and in areas of Czechoslovakia. This is SRN News. A defeat for the Biden administration.
A judge at the military commission at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, has ruled that plea bargains struck by alleged 9/11 mastermind Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and two others were valid, blocking an order by Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin to throw out the plea deals and continue the trial, a government official said Wednesday. The official spoke on condition of anonymity because the order by Air Force Colonel Matthew McCall had not yet been posted publicly or officially announced. Keith Peters reporting.
The Texas Appeals Court has ordered a new trial for a Jewish man on death row because of anti-Semitic bias by the judge in his case. Randy Halpern was part of a gang of prisoners who fatally shot a police officer in 2000 after escaping. Halpern's lawyers say former Judge Vickers Cunningham in Dallas used racial slurs and anti-Semitic language. More details at SRNnews.com.